So the SALGA National Members Conference is kicking off today. It's the National Members Assembly, at the very least. Cape Talk is bringing you all the updates and insights from what's on the go there, live with delegates as they share their good practices, reflect on government development, and showcase achievements. Tego Modisani is live on the scene to tell us a little bit about updates and developments from that particular event. Good morning, Tego. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rashida.
What's the role of SALGA? I think some people are not really clear on that.
Well, thanks for the question, Rafila. SALGA, which stands for the South African Local Government Association, is an autonomous association of all 257 local governments. It comprises of a national association with one national office and nine provincial offices, just to give you and the listeners a brief understanding of how the makeup is. It also has a membership of the association, which is, of course, voluntary, and it accounts to its members in terms of its own constitution, the SALGA constitution. Furthermore, it has a national executive committee, which is primarily made up of mayors across all the 257 local governments and office bearers in municipalities. So all in all, its role is to represent, it is to promote and protect the interest of local government and raise profile of local governments across the nation.
And hopefully the citizens too. What are today's events all about?
Well, I just want to tell you briefly about the National Members Assembly, which is the reason why we are here. So,
yes.
The National Assembly is the ultimate authority of SALGA in between national conferences. So for today, the National Members Assembly will reflect on the 20-year journey of local government transformation since our first democratic local government in election, I think it was December 2000 to be exact. The Assembly today will create a platform to share and to learn from good practices and innovation. And they'll be showcasing some of the achievements which we will share later on throughout the day with our colleagues on Cape Talk. The National Assembly will also reflect on local government development since their last National Members Assembly. So there will be a lot happening. They will all hopefully adopt their national report and audited financial statements today. So you asked me all earlier on what the events are all about. Well, short, we just had how can I forget our national anthem? I beg your pardon. It's too early in the morning for me. We just had our national anthem, and the opening address is going to be following soon. It will be done by the president, who is Councillor Thembisile Nkadimeng, followed by a ministerial address, which will be led by Honorable Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, and she will be introducing His Excellency, Honorable President Cyril Ramaphosa. And there will be political debates throughout the day. There will be panel discussions. I've just had a look at some of the panelists and some of the contributors there. It's the big guns that are going to be here. So it's by no means a small talk shop, I believe, just judging by the people who are represented here from all tiers of government and other organizations. I think from this event, we should be having some concrete information in terms of what's going to be happening, particularly given the fact that we are heading into national elections next year.
No doubt, Tego, at the very top of the agenda, particularly in the wake of the passing of Auditor General Kimi Makwetu, who tried so hard to hold our local governments accountable on their spending. You mentioned the audited financial statements. At the top of the agenda will be a discussion on how 257 municipalities can band together to deliver better for South Africans and within their budgets.
There are so many issues, Rafila, across our municipalities throughout the country. I mean, COVID-19 just made things worse. We it's not a secret that the issue of finance, money has not been been used properly or has not been used for the intended purposes. You know, people across the nation in most municipalities are complaining about basic things like service delivery. You know, people just want water, people just want roads, people just want security
in
you know, the basics. So, you know, we hope that with this, you know, as the South African family is having one of those meetings today. People are going to come out of here with a new sense of purpose and determination. But like I said, you know, all these people that are going to be here today reflecting on the status of our municipalities, I just hope that because of their stature, because of their influence, this is not just going to be another talk shop.
Same here. All the best. We'll hear more about it all through the day. Tshego Modisani there just telling us a little bit about the SALGA National Assembly that's on the go.